Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the young New York bassist Linda O's story is so colorful. Everyone mentions how she was born in Malaysia to Chinese parents who then emigrated to Australia where she grew up. Now she lives and works with many bands in New York. Her second album is out, and Kevin says her musical stories are also compelling.
Linda O on bass with Rudy Royston on drums. I like her earthy tone and how she keeps her line moving. In a good jazz rhythm section, the players function independently and as one. Their parts and accents crisscross and reinforce each other, interlocking like West African drummers. Beyond that, the bass is a band's ground floor. When it changes up, the earth shifts under all the players' feet. Listen to O with saxophonist Dana Stevens, who's got some drummer's timing himself. From moment to moment, O's bass prowls or gallops, takes giant downward leaps, or stands its ground. That's from Linda O's album Initial Here, where the third member of the rhythm section is a fellow internationalist, Cuban-born New York pianist Fabian Almazan. In Cuban music, even more than jazz, piano has a highly percussive function. Almazan can sound like he's playing the proverbial 88-tuned bongos. This is from Leonard Bernstein's Something's Coming from West Side Story. Linda O's Initial Here isn't all up-tempo. Her 2009 debut for Trio with trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusiri had a narrow sonic focus. This sequel is more expansive, reflecting her personal trek. Last year, she visited China and Malaysia, meeting family and discovering roots. On the art song with strings Thicker Than Water, Jen Hsu sings O's lyric in Mandarin and English. Jen Hsu on vocals, with Linda O on bass and bassoon. O played in classical orchestras growing up, and she works a Stravinsky piano piece for kids into the ending of that Leonard Bernstein tune. A little Bach sneaks in when she picks up electric bass. Fabian Almazan's classical training may fall under his fingers, too, even on electric piano. These cosmopolitans draw from all over. At college, O researched applying North Indian rhythm cycles to jazz bass. Her tune, Number One Hit, shows the state of the 21st century jazz groove as she and drummer Rudy Royston dance around a tricky Latin syncopation. There's some funk in their beat, even a whiff of drum and bass club music, but it still has a springy swing feel. Linda O was raised way out in West Australia, in Perth, one of the Earth's most remote cities. Growing up that far from everywhere can make the rest of the world look closer together once you're in it. From ancestral China through India, West Africa, and Cuba, Bach's Saxony to Stravinsky's Paris to Bernstein's and Duke Ellington's New York, Linda O connects points on a musical map.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Initial Here, the new album by bassist Linda O on the Greenleaf music label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Yowei Shaw. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.